welcome to We the People. As women occupy headlines almost every day in India and become more and more successful, it could look as if women are doing finally just as well as men professionally. But the statistics actually tell an alarmingly different story. The women labor force participation has actually declined in India. When I tell people this, not many people believe it. But 40% was the figure of female labor force participation in the 1990s. It's now down to 27%. On the other hand, there are philanthropists and feminists like Melinda Gates who've actually called for an economic value to be put on what she calls unpaid labor that is done by women. That, of course, includes work at home. And just to give you an example of how the burden of unpaid labor falls on women in India and not on men, women do 6 hours of unpaid labor in India compared to 1 hour by men. Is it time to put a value on this unpaid labor? And can we have equality at work and in the workspace without equality at home? At home, the oldest gender cliche continues to define marriages and how households are run. It's perfectly respectable for women to say we're housewives, the more contemporary term being homemakers. But if equality is really permeated its way to the household as well, why don't we have house husbands? Why don't we have men who stay at home while women go and work? Well, a new film, Ki and Ka, explores what would happen if such a gender role reversal actually took place. Is this only the stuff of cinema? Well, if you look around at the world, maybe not. In Britain, more than 200,000 men look after their children while their female partners go to work. Is India ready for that? Well, let's introduce our guest today. We're joined here on the program from left to right. We have Balki, who's of course the director of Ki and Ka. Kiran Bedi, in many ways needs no introduction, one of our top cops, but also easily the more high profile member of her marriage. How does that play out? Kareena Kapoor, again needs no introduction, is a protagonist in Ki and Ka, the female who goes out to work while her husband Arjun Kapoor, who's here with us as well, stays at home. Kareena, interestingly, being one of those Kapoor Khandan women who made it clear that she was going to challenge the age-old rule of her family that women do not work after marriage. Gurcharan Das, who's actually working on a new book called Desire, which is going to look at how mythology actually perhaps offered much more equality for women than the modern society does. We're also joined by Prashanto Roy. He's a media consultant, but he's also a stay-at-home husband. He works from home. That's not quite what Arjun does in the movie, because Arjun, as far as I know, does nothing. And we'll talk to him a little bit more about that.
Now the nation knows the truth.
The nation knows the truth. And we're going to roast you for it, and we're much more tolerant than Mumbai. We can promise you that. And finally, Prabjo Johar, who's an advocate of the Supreme Court, looks at divorce cases. Now, one really chilling statistic before we start. A New York University survey actually found that Indian women who earn more than their husbands are twice as likely to face violence at home. So really, as a society, are we prepared for the kind of role reversal that a movie like Ki and Ka is looking at? Kareena, let me start with you. One, in your own life, before we come to the film, you made it clear that one of your conditions for marrying Saif Ali Khan was, I'm going to work and earn for the rest of my life if I want to. And I'm not going to have the Kapoor Khandan rule that was applied to my mom be applied to me.
Absolutely. And I think that, of course, without the loving support of my husband, I wouldn't have even been doing this film. Because in fact, when Mr. Balki offered me the film, we chatted over dinner and I told him that this is the subject, and he said, I think it's the coolest film that I've ever heard. And he said, I hope you're not even thinking. He said, just jump at it. He said, because you know, you represent the modern woman, you are working. I'm not a stay-at-home husband. He was like, how I wish I was. But now that you're working, maybe I should take a break for like a year or two. So I was like, okay, I think I should, you know, go for it. And the fact is that in my own life, yes, we both are working.
Yeah. You know. How would you feel if there was a stay-at-home husband? If Saif was one.
I can't, just because, of course, I've known Saif and he's worked for 25 years in this industry. I can't look at him as somebody who would, stay at home, because, he's used to constantly being driven and, being at the shoot. But I don't know. But he says maybe I might take a break for a year or two. Yeah. If he said that to me, I would definitely support him.
You know, the reason I'm asking you this is because we always say that men are not willing to stay at home. But my guess is that women are also socialized into not being comfortable if the men they're with stay at home. That social conditioning applies just as much to the women's.
Yes, but I think if the woman is earning and if she's going out and her husband is supporting her to work, she, you know, has the right, of course, to run the house. She has the ability to do that. Mm. Then she should also have the ability to understand exactly what her husband needs and, you know, the fact that maybe he stays at home. And yeah. In the film, we don't have children. But in my case, if ever I do have, a child, yeah. I hope that Saif would stay at home for a bit. I don't know. But right now, I don't know. You know, the fact is just that I know he loves his work and he's such a brilliant actor that I would also not want that. But the fact that if he did ever tell me, I would definitely support him.
Interesting. Kiran Bedi, before I get Arjun and Balki to come in a little bit more on the movie, your own life, you know, you're definitely, you have been the more high profile partner in your marriage. At various instances, you basically effectively lived apart because that's what your job required you to do. You also had to be a parent. But you defied those stereotypes. How far can we push that stereotype? You know, can we push it to the extent, instead of saying more women should go out and work, are we now saying more men should stay at home?
When particularly a woman like me was growing up, I knew what I did not want to be. And I didn't want to be a housewife. Yeah. I was very clear. Yeah. So when I was growing up, therefore, the clarity was, who do I finally get involved with?
Yeah.
And I got in love with a tennis friend of mine who didn't mind losing to me. So we were both tennis friends.
Yeah.
And he loved my beating him. And that's what he respected me.
And that's kind of, that's unusual for the...
Absolutely. Keep in mind, losing.
Unusual for the male ego, right?
Absolutely.
It's very unusual
that's
for the male
That's the balance
ego,
yeah. I was looking for. And yeah. I found one. And then he would support me on my playing competitive tennis. Hmm. So when I qualified for the services, I decided to settle down with him. And it was very clear between two of us that we may not share the same home. Because the All India Civil Service or the Indian Police Service will take me all over the country. And he was willing to pack up and follow me. He did not follow me all the way because he decided to stay back and look after whatever he had in Amritsar.
Did it take a toll on your marriage?
Well, I lost out on a day-to-day companion, you see, where I could come back and say, I want to share. So who did I share with? My own family. I had my mother, my father, my sisters. So I had a very good home, extended family, but I could only share with him on the phone. And how much can you do? So it was a relationship of trust. He believing that whatever I do is in the larger interest. Mm. And I knew I had his support. So we started to take each other for granted.
Yeah, and that always ends up hurting a relationship at some point. But Arjun, here's the question. I'm not fully clear why the reversal involves... You could have been a character who worked from home. But you're a house husband. In fact, in one of the dialogues, Kareena actually says, he's not my husband, he's my wife.
It's a joke, yeah. That's
yeah, I know it's a joke. But was there a need for comedy because this seemed too radical a message for our audience right now, for our society, that actually if this was going to be a serious narrative about a man and a woman exchanging roles, then we're too conservative to accept it as people.
But firstly, I would like to believe that we are not exchanging roles. I think women are
reversing.
Allowed to work. It's not even reversing. Why do we look at it in that perspective where sirf mard kaam karte? Women also work. Mm. We just have to start accepting it as a society.
So you're saying the work you do at home has to have value as work?
Yeah, it is a job. It is not a 9-to-5. It doesn't have a qualification. It doesn't have a designation or a visiting card. So there's no value. Yeah. There's no number one housewife, number two housewife. So what happens is, like you said, they're unpaid labor, literally. They're not valued in any, as a commodity or as a working class person. Mm. But that does not take away what they provide or what they do. He considers this a job. He considers being a homemaker...
Is the implicit message to actually go out there and say that housework is also a job?
Yes, it is. And he considers that. He really says it.
So my worry, and I'll come to Balki on that, is Gurcharan, does this then stop short of encouraging more women to work? Like when I look at these numbers, what bothers me as a woman, we don't talk about the women going out and working after marriage, after parenthood, in the same way that we're politically correct and say, let's also call housework a job.
Yeah.
Is that not one way of just keeping with women within the home?
By the way, these figures are very troublesome.
Well, actually,
I know.
Figures.
No, but a lot of people have questioned them.
Yeah.
They've questioned the basis. But let's accept them for a minute.
Yeah.
And the only explanation I could find for this bizarre data is that actually that a lot of people entered the middle class in the last two decades for the first time. Mm. And their symbol for showing to the world that they had entered the middle class was to say, well, my wife doesn't have to work anymore.
So a kind of Sanskritization.
Yeah, Sanskritization in that sense. I want to just pick up on what Arjun said, that, you know, we are ready. I think it's a wonderful idea. I would love to, frankly, stay at home.
You know, everyone says that.
Yeah,
and I don't believe any of you.
But for 22 years, I've been a writer.
Yeah, I don't believe any. No, I'll tell you. Because you're working from home. You're not
doing
I don't know how mentally challenging it is.
The scope of your job is
to bring up the kids, manage the home, decide ki aaj khane mein gobi banegi.
But I'll tell you,
I don't want to spend my life doing that.
The real problem is that a lot of us are ready. The society is not. And it's not a problem of Indian society.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I have three friends from college who all became house husbands in certain ways.
One
was a chap, he was my roommate in college.
Yeah.
He married a foreign service officer, and so he became a husband who traveled all around for the last 40 years.
Okay.
And I asked him a few years ago when I met him, I said, are you happy? And he said, no. And I said, why? He says, I'm happy to do what I'm doing, but the world treats me like a loser, like a failure. The second example is a person in college when we were growing up. He was the only person we thought amongst our group that would win a Nobel Prize one day. He was a brilliant biochemist working at the cutting edge of DNA. And in the middle of his life, here he is on track, winning all prizes. Suddenly he stops and he says, yeah, I decided work-life balance, that now I must spend time at home. Mm. And that meant sacrificing.
And that's my point here, that are we, Karina, before
and
I
he was unhappy with that decision.
And Karina, the fact is that ambition, women are judged for ambition differently than men
are. It's a negative thing.
Women are made to apologize for being ambitious.
Which is what needs to change.
But does that mean that men should become unambitious?
But the fact that he mentioned that his friend is happy doing what he is, but because of the world, he's not happy. But I don't think that matters. What matters is that he is happy. So if he has no ambition...
Yeah, but you know, you live in society.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the society looks on you as a loser.
Exactly, that's what it is.
But I feel that if more
people start living for themselves and not exactly for the society norms and the way they're kind of looked at, because I agree, in India, if agar mard aur kaam nahi karta hai, to na mard hai ye.
I know there's so much sexism implicit in that formulation. Balki, the very title of the film is exploring sort of the gender uski uska, right? But you're actually saying it doesn't have to be so gendered. Our lives don't have to be so gendered. But you do that by actually just flipping it all around totally. Where Arjun is somebody who is not working from home. He's not writing books a la Chetan Bhagat. He's not like Prashanto working from home. His work is his home, which is something only women do in India. Why was this important to you?
Fundamentally, this is a film. I had no idea the statistics, and the purpose of the film is not to improve the statistics. Number one. Second, I think most importantly, they're two individuals. Forget man, woman.
Yeah.
They're two people
yeah.
who've exercised their freedom of choice to be what they want to be in
yeah.
this world.
Yeah.
What if a guy, I mean, we are so conditioned to people wanting to do something in life. If there was a guy born saying that, it's a sin to do something. The sin of this world is to do something. Ambition is the curse of all, is the cause of all evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a big logic for it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's an anti-ambition guy, if you actually met an anti-ambition guy who met a girl and both their lives actually kind of complemented each other so well, it's just about two people who've decided that these two are right for each other. And actually, what are you talking about? Look at it. Whatever the woman does at home today as a homemaker, and whatever the man does outside, what does it take actually in the physical form or in anything for both of them to interchange their roles? Actually nothing.
It takes decades and centuries of social
conditioning. That's a social conditioning for them as individuals. It takes absolutely nothing. A man can cook, a woman can work, a woman can come home.
But the person most likely to react negatively, the society that Gurcharan talks about, is women, even more than men.
No. I'm saying if that's in the society. If the two people are very confident of themselves, who can handle society, then it's a perfect relationship. See, it's all about how do you tackle society? How confident are you? of actually kind why of is exercising
there an,
your
I
mean, right.
I haven't seen the film yet, but why is there an element of comedy in the portrayal of Arjun? Why are there the red high heels and the Mangal Sutra and the very obvious...
The red high heels is just an end song. It's just a fun element. It's got no significance.
It has nothing to do with the film.
Actually, the Mangal Sutra does. Yeah. You know, actually, the Mangal Sutra does. It's a very funny element. If you actually see the rituals, yeah, and if you see all the stuff that's associated with the ritual of marriage, it makes the woman quite, kind of a prisoner.
Yeah.
In a thing. So it's crazy. So it's almost like all these rules are created by us. If it's created by us, it can also be broken by us.
Yeah.
So who says a Mangal Sutra should be worn by a woman? Why can't it be worn by a man?
So
if the role of the Mangal Sutra is...
You're questioning the symbology of it.
Everything.
Kiran, can I get you? And you said, I grew up knowing what I did not want to do. I did not want to be the housewife. I did not want to be the homemaker. How would you have reacted to a house husband?
I would have loved it. Welcomed it, because of 24/7 person needs somebody, the support, something which my mother became. If my husband had also been there, most welcome. But if he were to do it, I think that's what this job needed, this profession. Any woman in a 24/7 job, whether it's medical or any job, needs actually that home support to make
but
a
you know,
success.
That's not the same as a romantic relationship. I mean, you can get a housekeeper, you can
a
get
cook. That's what I
a
said.
Cook.
It's a sounding
like
board.
Believe not all of India can afford that when they start.
No, no, I know. But I'm just saying, for those who could choose, for yeah, those who yeah, have the privilege, yeah, very
who
small
privileged,
minority.
But that's a very small minority that is privileged if you look at
but
the statistics.
But it is only that small minority that would be able to explore the kind of role reversal that you all are talking
but
about.
That's what we are saying.
Poorer women have to work.
See, this is what my belief is, that the education system and the thought process, the philosophies are so dated that it has not allowed the second tier cities, the smaller towns, to kind of start allowing the women to dream. It's almost like, arre beti, acha tumne graduation kar li, ab shaadi kar lo, tumhare pati batayenge kaam karne ke liye. Who is he? He's not grown up with you. He doesn't know your capability. He doesn't know your skill set.
Yeah.
He is supposed to decide if he feels it's okay
to
do a part-time job.
I agree with that. And I think there's a certain healthy irreverence in questioning the stereotype even of the Mangal Sutra. But Prashanto is somebody who decided not to stop working but to work from home. How did that play out for your marriage? How tough was it as a guy to take that decision?
It wasn't difficult at home, because my wife was completely supportive of it. What happens, I think, is the social conditioning, the external pressure. A lot of women who ask this, you know, what is he actually doing? In fact, I'm part of a virtual group which is called Stay at Home Dads on WhatsApp. And, you know, many of them...
I think I should join that immediately.
We should have you as a star guest.
Brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador. So there, a lot of people have said the same thing, that, you know, there's the social pressure from the outside, you know, what does he do, etc. You've got to learn to live with that. So even if, say, your wife is perfectly okay with that, but each time she has to go out and answer a question about this, you know, I mean, she might start thinking that, okay, what is up ahead?
So even if it's okay between two people, it's the world's institutionalized sexism that you have to contend with.
That's absolutely right. And that is a bigger challenge than anything else that's happening within the confines of the home.
What's been the toughest thing for you when you, and your wife earns more than you?
Yes, she does. Absolutely.
And has that been bruising for the ego?
It is not, actually. So up to 3 years ago, I was.
Are you wagging your finger at me saying, ask cruel questions? That is the elephant in the room.
So
right?
So yeah, that can happen. And that's something that is part of the social condition and external pressure and questions, because that knowledge is, I mean, she's a professional, a senior director in a multinational company. You know, I am a journalist who's consulting on media. I was till 3 years ago, I was working and I was earning much higher than I am now. You know, within the confines of a home, we've worked this out. You know, I'm looking after a lot of things in the house. You know, my wife is earning. You know, there are
EMIs to
pay and
so on. Do you do the PTA
meetings? I do the PTA meetings, and there are very few other dads there. In the class WhatsApp groups of the, you know, kids, it's mostly moms, so they call the moms group. So that is, it's a bit of a challenge, you know, when a dad speaks out there and, you know, sometimes people don't know how to react. Oh, there's a dad
group,
here.
Not moms group.
And you know, actually, the Gates Foundation recently informed us that they have family leave. They don't have maternity leave or paternity leave.
Correct.
They have family leave. So as a guy who's about to become a parent, you can actually get the same duration of leave,
which
I think is fascinating. But Prabhji, there's a lawyer. How many people actually get divorced because of tensions emanating from this?
See, we are still a patriarchal society.
Yeah.
And this theory is in a transitional phase. Today, seeing husbands to be, I'll be politically correct, homemakers is not accepted in our society. Let us be very frank.
Yeah.
This movie may bring out that message that, yes, Mr. Kapoor is a homemaker. But to accept
it... Mr. Kapoor means the world will think I can actually do this in reality.
Yes. Yeah. And could you, Arjun?
I'm incapable of cooking.
You're incapable. Incapable or capable?
incapable.
Yeah, but I am not. And so are many women.
Yeah.
But see,
men make better chefs.
The core value difference between Kabir and Arjun is the fact that I am ambitious. That is why I am sitting here as an actor performing.
Sure.
I would like to stabilize and be in that position when I do get married that I can prioritize and be part and parcel of a relationship wholeheartedly. It's not about what I can provide.
That will be an individual decision.
Kareena, just to break the tradition in your own family, where you had to actually see your mom, who was also an actress, stop working after marriage, right?
But she did that out of choice.
But see, choice in women is a very... Sab aurte kehte hain humne choose kiya, but you don't know what the conditioning is, what the pressures are, right?
Yeah, of course.
Did you ever tell her, mom, why don't you work?
No, I mean, of course, at you know, my parents, you know, didn't live together.
Yeah.
And they had their issues, but I don't think my mother ever regretted the fact that she gave up working. You know, if she ever did, then maybe, and she told me that, then obviously, you know, I would be like, you know, I want you to work and encourage. But I feel, yes, probably during my grandfather's time, the thought process was a lot different to what. But my parents are extremely cosmopolitan. My father, in fact, tells me, he's like, why are you working so less in the last 2 years? You should do more movies. So he, you know, that's his attitude.
But, you know, you work in an industry where women are now talking about not being paid as much as men.
Okay, that's the financial aspect. Let's look at the creative aspect also, which is very important. Today, the film is called Ki and Ka.
Yeah.
Today, you're seeing a Piku do well along with a Bajrangi Bhaijaan. Today, you see a Tanu Veds Manu NH10.
But women are not paid at the level that men
but
are.
It reaches. See, there is a journey. Tanu Veds Manu has done 150 crores. Consistently, if actresses start delivering those numbers, there is no way in hell any producer can not pay.
But them. It's chicken and egg, because a lot of women will say that we will not, there are not enough scripts which are
now,
riding on
but
women.
But now there are, Barkha. Genuinely, there is a growth. It takes time. See, transition takes time. It cannot happen overnight. 5 years back, could you imagine?
Also, the payment disparity isn't as bad as what the disparity is in society. Between men and women.
But how do you as a woman feel about this disparity?
You know, I think that, you know, the disparity in, you know, our film industry is nice. It's topical because everybody's talking about it. But men and women, the salaries are fantastic. What women are getting paid is outstanding.
But equality is sometimes measured by relative standards, right?
You know, in offices, call centers, the disparity is there. We should not, in fact, I feel bad that actresses say the disparity is there, because I think that, you know, creatively, like Arjun said, is fantastic, and for the budget of the film, women are getting paid very well, Barkha.
Take an actress like Sridevi. At one point of time, she was paid more than most of the actors. There were. She was the highest paid actor, besides all the male actors, everybody.
Absolutely.
So there have been people who've reached that stage, who command the price, which is a lot more than actors.
No, but you are all saying that let the market determine that. But a number
market
of,
will.
But anybody. A number of women I talk to say it's chicken and egg, because there aren't enough scripts for women in the leads.
No, I think that's no longer the case today. No, I think there are a hell of a lot of scripts.
Even the numbers now of the films that are doing well.
Okay,
I mean, this year you had Neerja. It's done as well as... A Kapoor and Sons, which is
no, but will that allow Sonam to command the same price as a male?
If she does it over the if she does it over the course of 3 years, which I hope she does, in 2-3 years, if she delivers a Neerja every year, there is no way in hell anybody will not pay what she wants. What, it is about consistency.
What she demands.
Yeah.
What she demands. Okay, you're all more optimistic about it. I'm not that convinced. But Balki, let me throw out a Shaadi.com.
Our profession is different from, like Bebo said, like Kareena said. Society has more issues
disparity
where this is concerned.
Yeah.
No, that's true. But that's true.
Where there a man, you know, a man gets paid even if it's, okay, take like 20,000 rupees, but the woman would get paid not even 2,000 rupees to do her job.
Shaadi.com did a survey, this is a matrimonial website, asking what men would feel if their wives earned more than them. And they found that 32% of men said it's okay, 33.7% no, we would not be okay, and 34.2% said we're not sure, we're still making up our mind.
That's our society.
And I would say you'll never get a true answer on a question like that.
And what do you think the true
answer
is?
You know, I think men wouldn't like it. The conditioning of society, the third story that I was going to tell you about a friend was exactly that. Real people I know, where the wife earns more, and you have a very liberal husband, but inside, wo jalta hai. He is very unhappy. He pretends that he's okay, but he, and they're both, by the way, it's interesting, they're both working in the same company, and she's a much higher performer.
But you've got a Prashanto here who doesn't look
company,
like he jalta
Prashanto
may be
in the
Prashantos we have. How many Prashantos we have?
How many Prashantos do we have?
Exactly. The point is, look, that this is centuries of conditioning. The fact is, society does change. Ancient Indian society was a lot freer about it. In fact, you know, unlike in the Judeo-Christian tradition, where in the beginning was light, God said, let there be light. In the Rig Veda, in the beginning was desire, karma. It was the seed of desire in the mind of the one that gave birth to the cosmos. And that is why ancient Indians immediately understood that desire is the source of action, it's the source of creation, it's the source of procreation. And they lifted it to a trivarga, one of the goals of life. Now, here's a society that changed
but how do
for
you
the worse.
How do you separate social norms, rules that imprison you? As Balki said, institutionalism of any kind can be a bit of a cage.
So this is a very good film. I mean, this film, you may think this may be very elitist and all that, but it's going to have a very deep impact.
So let me now that we have the idea out there, let me just put the same, you say people don't answer honestly in service, let's see if this audience does. Because this is a young audience. How many of you would be okay to be romantically involved with a guy who did not work professionally but worked at home, as in ran the home? I mean, this is obviously to the women. So raise your hand if you'd be okay with it.
And the fact that they have a job.
How many would be okay with it? Okay, let's hear from you.
It's absolute. I will be earning, so I'm providing for the family. There needs to be someone to also manage the other affairs of the house. And what's wrong with it? What is wrong with it? If we are so accepting, over the years we've accepted that it's fine for a man to work outside and a woman to run the house. We have accepted that. So what's wrong in accepting this side of the story?
I agree with you, because actually we're not okay with it.
Audience member, Amari picture block.
Okay, now I saw very few hands go up.
Whatever works.
Let me ask the reverse question. How many would not be okay with? Now see, this is the strange thing about surveys.
India is all about pata nahi.
Pata nahi. Okay, you would not be okay.
Yeah, because of the fact that if someone has the capability to do something, obviously they should go out in the field and, you know, show themselves, prove their mettles. Because no one today, I think, whether it be a man or a woman, wants to stay at home and, you know, just look after the house.
But what if they had no ambition? And so you know, even if they have the capability, but they didn't have the ambition or the will or want and wanted to just be at home.
I'll give you another reference.
Out of choice.
And I'll give you a very important reference. Not everybody graduates and gets educated. There are men, I am included in that. I'm an 11th fail. If I was not an actor, tomorrow if I was not doing okay, I would kind of hope that my partner does not judge me on what I'm earning or bringing to the table only. It's about what support I also provide. And if she's a working woman who's doing very well, because I'm not educated, I can't get a job in I wouldn't be in a creative profession.
See,
I wouldn't be able to get a job.
Everyone, I think everyone has some of the other skill set, or I think some of the other hidden talent.
I'm hearing you say, why waste your skills?
Exactly.
But would you say that to a woman as well?
Obviously, yes.
Okay, Kiran, I think that speaks to you. Your thing is maximum utilization of potential. And there are people here who are saying homemaking is not maximum utilization of potential. We must flag again and again, we're talking about the privileged class of India. Millions of women in this country do not have a choice.
Correct.
But I think she's talking about the class that does have a choice. And she's saying, listen, whether female or male, you must have something that drives you more than managing the home.
I would, in the end, say, do what makes you happy.
Correct. Mm.
Do what makes keeps you comfortable.
Yeah.
If you're happy in that, just that. That's the way we both work.
Yeah.
He was happy where he was. I was very happy in my own work. And therefore, there was a mutual respect. There was not a conflict. My husband never told me, leave your job and come where I am.
Mm.
I never told him, leave your parents and leave your work and come over. You are happy? Perfectly. We're together. So it was a new form of togetherness. I think my life could become a second sequel.
I think...
Okay, you said you'd not be okay with it.
It's purely individual practical purposes. Because of monetary purposes, I would not. Because
you're saying the double income is needed.
Yes, double income.
So it's just the money.
That's the practical
thing. But that's also a valid point, you know.
Yeah. Karina, here's the point. You can do this role reversal. But you know this superwoman image that we've created for women, which I think is their biggest cage. So you'll have all these ads where, you know, a woman will be sitting in the boardroom and then she'll be picking up the phone and saying, aaj khane mein kya hai? And then we'll celebrate this bakwas, right? Because what it effectively does is gives the guy a complete exit route from doing any housework.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you, between you and Saif, is it 50-50 at home?
Where is that connection?
Yeah, I'll tell you
as
the connection.
50-50
I'll tell you the connection before she answers. That no matter how empowered women are, all of us, we find ourselves slipping into stereotypes that are products of centuries of conditioning.
Absolutely.
And that tends to make the woman do more at home, even if both people are working.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So 50-50 as in, does he help in the house,
yes,
in household chores?
Do you
household
you
chores,
involved?
Cooking,
yes,
and stuff,
yes,
like that?
Yes, no. Yes. Yes.
Well, he thinks he's a good cook. I hope he's not watching this. Well, he'll make one hell of a good-looking chef, I have to admit that. But he has no culinary skills whatsoever. But you know what? I have to say that I know how to cook really well, and I haven't made the effort to step into the kitchen because I've been very selfish, because I've been wanting to do more work and I've been out of the house.
Yeah.
And that's basically where my heart is, you know, on a movie set, and, you know, just doing, acting is my passion.
And do you ever get grief from anybody around you, friends, extended family? A lot of times women may feel exactly what you do. Like Kiran said, my heart is in policing. Your heart is on the set. My heart is, you know, going and covering the next war.
Absolutely.
But there are people who will give you grief for it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes because, you know, also Barkha, because Saif is also working. So sometimes, you know, if he is like, he's in Arunachal Pradesh, he was shooting for Rangoon. I was here promoting back home in Bombay. So we were apart for 2-3 weeks. So, I mean, you know, on the contrary, I mean, he wasn't okay with it because we didn't want to spend not time on the phone. We wanted to actually physically have that touch together, you know. So then, you know, he will slightly say that, okay, you know, I hope I get to see you sometime sooner than 3 weeks.
You talked about realizing your potential. That sounds very good. But why can't a woman say that I want to realize my potential by being a terrific homemaker?
But why can't a man say that as well? I think that's the point that Arjun is saying. Why can't a man say that?
My point is,
why is it to be celebrated?
Why do you have to?
I'll tell you.
This is the problem with the supermom.
We romanticize women as homemakers because it stops more women from going out and working, and we judge men as homemakers so that it keeps the men working and the women not.
But I think
so you're saying fundamentally women create this scenario.
Yeah, you know, no, you're
we, when I say we, I mean we, the society.
No, yeah, society. I don't need romanticize ambition too. See, the whole thing.
Really, I don't romanticize ambition for women at all.
No, this whole thing of do something with your life. You know, go somewhere, do something. Realize
but
your potential.
You're all symbols of doing something.
It's not, we don't have.
You're all ambitious.
If this was not ingrained, I wouldn't be. I mean, if I want to do something, I'll do. If I don't want to do something, who are you telling me not to do something?
Balki, if my mother had not spent the time looking after us as children,
you wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so I think.
No.
Are
you saying that women who work
and
look after their children? I'm the child of a working mother. I'm the child of a working mother. I don't believe that you can say that children whose mothers work grow up any differently from children whose mothers don't work.
Yeah, that's true.
But don't stigmatize all the women who work at home. That is very important, courageous, hard work.
Why
and that's why I agree with those people that
why
that should be counted.
Kind of, yeah,
so that should be cool. That's why I say it should be counted as part of GDP.
Okay, Prashanto and Prabhjit, and then I'm taking questions here. Prashanto.
I think it's a very valid. I know a lot of women who are not homemakers out of choice. Their MBAs, their whatever, you know, they are not working either because the social conditioning and pressure is that, you know, they should be at home to look after their kids. There are two kids, so 4 years off work and they don't want to get back to work, or there is not enough social pressure on them like there is on the men to actually take up something commensurate with their skills, even if it's working from home. So there's this huge untapped human resources
pool
out there.
What do you really romanticize more, homemaking for the woman or ambition? That's where I think the disagreement is. I think we tend to romanticize homemaking more for women. It would be wonderful if we did it for individuals, gender neutral.
Sure, we do. But we also have absolute ambition for men a lot more.
Man is looked down upon. Na, you don't want to do anything in your life.
Agree. So men are also facing that sexism. Prabhji.
See, give an example. We are all talking about what the society thinks of such men. I don't want to say that. But for example, the girl's parents. But what would they say? Oh, my son-in-law is not working. He's a homemaker. And secondly, transitional phase we are going in our society today. Both men and women are working.
Yeah.
The women were oppressed earlier in our society. Today, they are financially independent. Why do we have so many divorces today? One of the contributing factors,
is
the financial independence of the woman also. For example,
but then let there be more divorces. The answer cannot be to have women not financially independent. I think what's romanticized too much is shadi.
Yeah, I agree. But
either you've said the cat among the pigeons. Let
me
come and go ahead.
Why women have to be so oversexed, overambitious, and
what do you
on
mean?
The other side, the men have to be a cook or a homemaker. So it just depends on the individual interest.
What does that mean? You would never ask that question about a man. You would never ever call a man overambitious.
But therefore, she's a product
they
of society
them.
Condition.
No, in fact, this work-life balance is all about the criticism of men who are overambitious.
See, a lot of times what we tend to do is we tend to confuse roles with femininity and masculinity. Mm. So, you know, the thing is, you're talking of, I don't want to lose my femininity, mm-hmm. and I don't want to lose my masculinity.
But all of these are also being, constructs of
what she's saying is, why do women have to be shown as these overambitious people?
I'm questioning that question because you would never ask it about a guy.
Correct. I'm just
saying. When is the last time you said, why is that man shown as so ambitious?
I know, but if you show somebody being overambitious, doesn't mean she's less
what
of
is
a woman.
So the question is exactly
what is. I have a problem with this word.
There's nothing like overambitious.
I have a problem with this word.
For a woman who's, she's married, she's had a couple of kids, she's done an MBA, the social conditioning is the right thing for her is to actually stay at home and look after the kids as long as possible. Mm. She might want to leverage her MBA and her experience and all of that. But because the social conditioning is so much that, you know, the right thing for you. So the question is, anything beyond that right thing is called overambition.
Mm, exactly.
Now, I'm wondering what happens in matrilineal societies like the Northeast, Kerala, and we have somebody here. Are you from Meghalaya?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me
and
a little.
That's just one community, Khasi community.
The Khasi community, I was going to come to that. So tell me a little bit about how it works in the Khasi community.
Well, matrilineal is in terms of lineage, is understood in terms of lineage. And of course, there is property ownership, like ancestral property goes.
So the youngest daughter inherits.
Youngest daughter inherits, yeah.
And after marriage, the man comes and lives in his wife's home.
Wife's home.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Right, but that does not necessarily mean that this community is not patriarchal, and it does not necessarily mean that gender roles are not followed, because when you look at, you were talking about domestic work, etc., it is still very much a woman's thing. It is still perceived as a woman's role, you know.
So this is fascinating. You're actually saying that among the Khasi community, yeah. while it is matrilineal in the sense that you will take your mother's name, the husband will move into his wife's
but
home.
But the husband does not forgo his mother's name. Like, he does not switch the title.
Okay. But the children take their mom's yeah. name. But you're saying patriarchy is just as alive as it is in non-matrilineal societies?
It is, especially in terms of expectations out of women. I mean, of course, the freedom to work is partially there to an extent, because women's access to public spaces is almost equal, but in terms of expectations, because as much as you're expected to go out and work, you're also expected to come home and cook,
and that's still the burden of the woman.
And that is just one. Another thing is that women in the local administrative governing bodies do not have political rights. They are not even a part of these bodies. Hmm. So how can you talk of equality in terms of having children inheriting the mother's title, or women inheriting the ancestral property and not any other? How can you conceive of equality in those spheres when in the bedroom and in the house there is none?
Very I think that's well point. Said, Gertrude. That is well said, and that tells you how deep-seated it is, Kiran.
The way I was growing up as a young girl, I was groomed to take my decisions.
Yeah.
And I was not growing up in conflict. I was not growing up in any contradiction in my mind. I exactly knew what I did not want to be and what I wanted to be.
You were also a parent.
I became a parent later.
Now, you heard
that too by choice, and then I stuck to one child. I chose not to go in for a second child. That was our very clear choice. And even though if my husband had wanted one more, I let him know. Yeah. I just want to be one child mother. I cannot afford to be a second child mother. But I told him, you want to adopt one, you're most welcome. But he went along with our decision. So certain decisions, because I had a very challenging career, he respected me because I was in a more challenging position, rather than he being home and he had a fixed income.
The reason I asked you that is because the stay-at-home debate comes up most when couples become parents. Right?
Yeah.
And that's when I think women really face guilt. And you ask women, perfectly sort of empowered women will say, I feel guilty about going to work. And
or they look down upon.
Yeah.
That is in a lot of places.
That's horrible.
And
that is why, Barkha, let me complete. I think it's very important that we kind of women put a supporting system in place. Mm. I didn't make my mother a nanny. I ensured my mother had a very good supporting system. I could afford it. You see, so nor did my husband, when he visited me, cook for me. No, he was free to cook for me. He did make my breakfast. He actually went night patrolling with me many times. So he did not say that you stay back home now. I said, it's my night patrolling time. He said he'd come along. So we would do night patrolling together. This is the kind of companionship we have to evolve towards.
The fact that we are putting tremendous pressure on women, that is to say, when you start talking about realizing potential, you're talking about excess of ambition. I think, you know, what is it? I mean, you expect her to be some kind of super mom. you know, look after the children. Then you expect her to be a great romantic lover to her husband.
Everything.
Then that's the Bollywood syndrome.
And the superwoman thing is exactly the problem.
Then you expect her to be great in bed. And then you expect her to go out and work. Now this is, I think, too much. And this is why a lot of women are very unhappy at work. And they don't want to realize their potential in your words.
No, but are you questioning this formulation that everybody, male or female, should maximize their potential, Gurcharan?
No, I mean, look, it sounds very good. I mean, it's very Greek. The Greek word is telos, recognizing that's ancient Greek.
But we're all here for
Aristotle,
purpose, right? The purpose is to be defined by us individually, but everyone has a purpose.
I think the
and
purpose...
And women somehow, I think they can balance a
wait a minute. Yeah. To be happy
and
is a purpose.
Ambition.
But
very
Karina,
well.
That balance...
They do. They somehow do. Men can't. That's why they have to either
choose
them. But
isn't the pressure then more on women to do that?
Of course. Then men, most women should. They should. Like, I mean, I balance my personal and my professional life. And I want to work, and I'm never going to give up my profession for anything in this world.
Good for you. I like that.
But one second. There are women who would love to be homemakers and mothers. I think I would respect that hugely.
No, I think the day when there are also men who would love to be homemakers and fathers is the day I would accept that women are really making a free choice.
Both ways.
Right now it's so tilted gender-wise, and how can we accept that it's a free choice?
They have to be confident in themselves and what they're wanting to be.
Yeah.
They need to stand up for their own choice.
Is it that easy for all women to do that? Arjun, you wanted to come in there.
See, at the end of the day, I'm very, very clear. A lot of women don't get the choice, like you said. They have to become.
Sure.
But they still give it their all and they do a fantastic job. And I think we are all products of amazing mothers, amazing homemakers.
Yeah.
We don't say that enough. We are products of amazing fathers. It's always the mother is the one who brings the child up.
Yeah.
I get that. I get the fact that it leans always. But women are generally more nurturing.
Gertrude, you wanted to come in on that?
Destroy this, binary male female.
Absolutely,
I can't honestly say that mothering will come natural to me, and I'm not a nurturer. Like, you know, I don't even have pets because
But that's absolutely fine.
Our understanding of masculinity and femininity. That is a construction.
Is that even when we pay women a compliment and we say you're more compassionate, you're more nurturing,
that is very sexist. That is benevolent sexism.
I agree with that.
If a person has a capability to do something better than you, man or woman.
Because when you start paying women a compliment based on their gender, tomorrow you will also start identifying weaknesses based on gender.
You'll become this gentleman
who has to be chivalrous, who has to open the door for woman, and you think that these qualities are would get men high points in the whatever marriage market or love market, whatever you.
But you made it a commodity. It's not a market. If people want to get married by choice, they fall in love.
Yeah.
You're making it seem like it's a very bad
thing.
Some
women are a little superior.
I mean, come on, let's
be
honest.
They are a little. Sorry to disrupt this
message. Do men express emotions the way women can express?
But that could also be conditioning.
That's all conditioning.
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah. What Arjun just said, that is because of social construct. And this whole narrative that women are not empowered. Why don't we talk about men not being empowered? At least there is a recognition of the fact that women need to be empowered. When Arjun makes a choice in the movie that I want to step back at home and take this seat where I want to be like a woman, this is looked down upon. Now,
because
this is not seen as a choice.
It's not
no, that's,
so that's why I'm all gaga for your movie.
Listen, it's not
about,
the empowerment of men,
respecting people's choices.
It's about
empowerment. It's about releasing it from gender stereotypes.
Yes,
I agree with you.
But that is what the film deals
the
with.
Film is all
tagline
that's
is
what
feeling
it says. Feeling
I know,
the
I
same
know.
Thing
but these
is
are,
what
these
it is.
But men need to come out and talk about it.
Yeah,
no, that they enjoy sitting at home.
I'm assuming a newly married bride here because I spotted this. Anything you'd like to say?
I think in the society that we live in, women are always expected to strike a balance between work and...
But men are not.
Men are never.
But we should
men
be.
Never
we should be. If I get married, the day I get married, ma'am, I would want to get married when I'm personally in that position to provide 50% into that relationship. Because that is my 50%, that is her 50%, that's what makes her we.
Yeah,
that has to be the
That
interest.
Is just individual perception, you know. That's not how the society sees it.
Unfortunately, but
that's
we have to
really
build the change.
That's really unfortunate, but that is how
Do you feel that pressure? You're about to start a new marriage. Do you feel that? My God, it's not the right question to ask you. Just
You're scaring her now.
Do you work professionally?
I'm an engineer. Even my husband is an engineer. We work in the same company. And I come back home, it's not that my husband doesn't help me in all the household.
Does he do 50%?
Well, it's he does. Start. He does help me. He's a very supportive husband. And I'm not saying it just because he would watch this someday.
Okay, Gertrude, I'm going to start taking last comments. I'll start with Gertrude. Gertrude, go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's limited to support. It's limited to help. That is the problem. You know, it needs to go way beyond that.
Okay.
मेरे पास छोड़ा नहीं है मैं भी दो महीने पहले मेरी शादी हुई है जस्ट गॉट मैरिड सो
मंगलसूत्र पहन के आ
जाता मैंने बोला उसको देने के लिए बट शी इज अ डाइटिशियन एंड आई एम अ फ्रीलांसर आई डू एंकरिंग डीजेइंग अभी सीजन ऑफ है 3 महीने खाली रहूंगा शी गोज टू वर्क एवरी डे वो कमाती है सुबह मैं उठता हूँ बिकॉज उसको ऑफिस 8 बजे पहुंचना होता है तो मैं जल्दी उठता हूँ आई कुक फॉर हर और सारे घर की साफ सफाई बड़े अच्छे से करता हूँ कूड़े वाले कूड़ा देता हूँ आई मीन एवरीथिंग आई डू एंड व्हेन शी कम उसके साथ हेल्प करता हूँ पूरा पूरा एंड आफ्टर दैट जो हम बात कर रहे हैं समाज हमारी लव मैरिज है एक्चुअली मैं कम कमाता हूँ तो उसके पेरेंट्स ने सीधा बोल दिया भाई देख ले करनी है कि नहीं करनी तो शी टुक हर डिसीजन एंड देन वी आर नॉट अलाउड टू गो हर होम आई मीन मैं अपने
यू कांट गो टू योर इन-लॉज़ बिकॉज़ यू अर्न लेस
Yes.
Society doesn't recognize that.
Yeah, and if you're happy.
Okay.
You both are happy, then nothing else matters in the bigger picture.
Okay, last comment.
But you're lucky I don't have to go to your in-laws place.
I know. Okay, last comments, guys. We've got to start wrapping. Prabhjit, we'll start with you.
See, this is a transitional phase. Yeah. We need more movies like this so we can adapt to this cycle.
So that's what you start talking about.
Given a chance, I think majority of the women would like to spend rather than earning. This is a fact.
No.
And how many women
break ke baad darshakon chahiyega mat
ek mein main kuch bolna chahti hu if women earn their own money and they want to spend unka aapko kya takleef
no problem but the biggest gift of god to women is motherhood and let me complete and the ocean of patience which has been given.
I have no patience.
No, yes.
You didn't get much out of the ocean.
Ek minute. Jo aapne bola, it's actually represent. I don't agree with the word of it, but it's representative society of how a lot of people think. Let's go ahead, Prashant.
I think this is an exciting film. I don't see the scenario played out in the film happening very easily in real life. It's very, very challenging.
Even as a not
a stay-at-home dad, as much as a work-from-home person, I sense all the societal pressures, and they work in both directions. They keep women who are professionally very qualified from going out and working because they are told it's better for you, it's better for as a mother, etc. So that is a situation and a binary which is very difficult to upset.
Okay, last question from the audience.
I have a baby who is about 1.5 year old now, and I've been working for about 13 years, close to 13 years now. So I took a very little break when the baby was born. After my baby grew up to be about 6 months or so, I decided to go back to work. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people in my family who said, your husband earns so well.
Why do you need to do this?
Why do you need to torture yourself? If you have this guilty feeling day in and day out, live with it. And why not just let him earn and you be the homemaker? And until your son grows up, and then you go think about your own career. And my answer to that is that I have earned my MBA, I've earned my degrees, my parents have taught me to be my own person. Mm. So motherhood is absolutely a joyous feeling, but this cannot take away my entire identity. Absolutely. My entire identity does not rest on it.
No, I'm out of time. Balki, last thoughts.
It is finally about two people. Yeah. I mean, till the day we treat these two sexes as two people and not keep saying male, female, this is never going to end.
You got Sharon?
You know, we've been talking about society, and rightly so, in a negative way, because Indian society is patriarchal, has become excessively conservative over the centuries.
Yeah.
And all what I'm doing in my research is uncovering a society that we had in the past, where...
It was much freer. Okay.
And that, I think, is something we can move towards.
Kiran?
I think in the end, it's about your being a true self yourself.
Yeah.
If you're happy and authentic in what you're doing, then you know how to beat these social norms. Just be happy. Do what makes you happy, whether you're a man or a woman. If you're happy at home, as a man, be at home and enjoy it. Yeah. And if the social norms don't accept it, so be it. Yeah. Enjoy being
it's
a good father.
It's about the pursuit of personal it's being happiness.
Society has to stop being judgmental. I think we have a big habit of doing ungli. Jab do log khush hai, तुम्हारा क्या जाता है यार? It's their choice, it's freedom of choice, it's in our constitution.
Yeah.
And we must embrace the fact that everybody is unique. They all have, some might have the skill set to develop and become what you were saying, to realize their potential. Some might not feel the need to.
Yeah.
Some might be unique in their own way where they want to work out of home.
Yeah.
Some want to be nurturing as mothers. Yeah. It's an exception according to Gertrude.
Gertrude is only making the point that don't use that compliment to imprison women in a stereotype.
No, but what I mean is everybody is unique and we must respect everybody being unique.
Okay, Karina, last word.
I think love supersedes all. Man, woman, or two men or two women who love each other, gay, lesbian, whatever you call it, husband, wife. It doesn't matter because love supersedes the world for me.
Okay, we leave it there. I think it's an interesting conversation. I think we'll at least talking about it. We may not agree on a lot of things because sexism, it's a start. Thank you very much to all of you and thanks to a great audience. Thank you.